Now, this file uses an explicative conversational method to embed edging, gooning, and ruining-based suggestions. I describe what I'm doing. I admit that I'm describing all the details. Then I highlight that this is irrelevant. Describing details just makes you more interested. Just as edging your cock helps you feel more physically out of it and renders trance more enjoyable. This file describes edging in detail and with instructions. Then it describes gooning, the habit of getting caught up in porn or fantasy-based masturbatory sessions, where you edge so long your cock is slick and sticky in your hand, and your mind feels like it's leaking out. This is a kind of physical obsessive behavior, reinforced by trance, but I don't really need to reinforce the habit of jerking off for a long time. The key is that you only edge until you become almost obsessed with your length and with stroking it, and porn and fantasies, and pleasure. This file does not instruct orgasm at any point until the end, and you will be given a chance to stop early. Since the orgasm is a ruined orgasm, it is compliant for some of you in chastity, and it's possible to stop it if you need to. At the end, ruining is explained. A ruined orgasm and the attendant physical and psychological phenomena are described. And now you're warned. And now you're ready. But the thing about an explicative conversational method is I'm asking you to confirm inside your mind that this is what you want. That you want to learn about edging, gooning, and ruining. Have them embedded, overlaid, be walked through them, and experience my voice describing processes ongoing about your cock to take you deeper, take you further, make you hotter, and bring you down, and help you learn more about what edging, gooning, and ruining really are, and about your destiny to ruin, edge, deny. Of course, this might intensify other pleasures, other erotic, arousing escapes. But right now, we're concerned only with how long you can last and how much you can learn. There is more to the world of teasing and denying yourself than just edging. But edging forms an important part, a baseline. So I invite you to do it. Go ahead. Start edging your cock. Stop when you have to stop. Pause if you have to pause. And I'm going to teach you about some related concepts that can make every instance of hypnotic edging and pleasuring better. I'm going to teach you about edging in greater detail, laying in some suggestions, some ideas. What follows is a set of educational suggestions describing three simple related denial phenomena and describing them in a way that I think is tempting enough that I should really warn you ahead of time. Make sure that you have the time to listen and that you really enjoy edging and maybe delaying your orgasm. When we're done, you'll still be able to pursue orgasmic pleasure with partners or on your own. But during this file and its related files, I'm going to ask you to edge. To just edge. To rub your cock until you're right up against the point of orgasm, but without tipping over. To stop touching. And that cessation of stimulation, that's the joy of denial. The moment you're sitting there craving to keep touching, your mind psychologically saying one thing, but your rules, your will, your discipline saying another. Denial is an exercise in discipline. It can be quite good for your brain. But during the moments you're sweating and your cock is dripping pre-cum, your eyes are rolling, your head is lolling, and you feel deeply, cravingly hypnotized, not by my voice, but by your own cock and body systems, yeah, it can feel a little bit like you really need that next touch, even like you need to orgasm. So I'm giving you the warning and the reassurance. You can pause anytime you have to, and you know what's coming. Infectious, corruptive strains of thought which will tie into your edging. Edging, and in this case, two other practices, gooning and ruining as well. You'll be encouraged to look at porn or fantasize or listen to more and more hypnotic erotica. You will be driven into a state of masturbatory craving, where you want to touch, you want to edge. All the time when it's private and safe, you're going to want it. You're going to pursue it. And you're going to have to live with the consequences unless you pause and go do something else. There are other edging recordings out there. My goal here is to wind you deep, embed these habits, teach you about them at the same time, and leave you with the joyous irony of an unsatisfying kind of satisfaction. You will be self-satisfied and confident knowing that you're sticking to your rules. You're exploring the discipline and destiny of ruining, gooning, and edging, of these edging and denial-based practices. But you're also going to be craving to come, at least during my recordings. You're just going to have to live with the craving. And if you do topple over the edge by accident, I'm going to give you a behavior, a trigger, a conditioning. It's going to make that a kind of denial, too. Indeed, to transition from edging and gooning back to your normal life, you might have to ruin an orgasm just to get your head focused enough. So I'm going to start now. You've been prepared. You've been tenderized. A lot of people feel the need to conceal what they're really doing when it comes to conversational and flowing hypnosis, and that can be fun. That's some people's fetish. It's very satisfying. But I like the fact that even if I unwind everything I'm doing, highlight all of it, it's only going to make you more interested. Being interested, being into what's being described for you, that's its own kind of trance, just like the physical elements of edging are. I'll explain what I mean. When you edge your cock, you are physically engaging your libido. Blood flow increases to the area. The mind is stimulated into a kind of instinctive response. You want to keep masturbating. You want to keep stroking. These things all happen even before orgasm, and the intellectual knowledge that you are only edging, only going to come close to coming, that does nothing to change the way you feel. The way you feel when you're stroking your cock, making your pre-cum come out, exciting and increasing blood flow between your legs and other areas. And that turns your mind toward sex, toward humping, thrusting, fucking, toward what you could do to get off, even though you know intellectually that your destiny is to edge, to deny, to tease over and over. Your body physically feels like it's ascending toward orgasm, and it does all the attendant mind-muddling, mind-focusing things. Just like with hypnotic trance, edging over and over again both muddles your mind and makes it a little slower in some respects, and focuses it intensely in others. Physiologically edging your cock. That's what I mean. Psychological, physiological, and mental and intellectual, because you're hypnotized, you're enjoying the sliding, sinking deep. Stroke it, one and two and three, and pulsing from deep inside, from the base of your cock out to the tip. Your juices are flowing, your pre-cum is emitting, and your mind is getting more and more caught in the idea. You want to edge. You want to engage in long, luxurious edging with hypnotic supplementation and reinforcement. Learning about edging. Learning everything I have to say about denial. You may edge your cock. Make sure you edge your cock. Stroke it and jerk it. Just keep listening as you do. Make sure that if you come too close, you take your hands off it. And you can pause the recording if you've got to, if it becomes too much. But what you must do, first and foremost, is edge and edge continuously. Just like trance, edging focuses your mind on your cock, but also makes all other thoughts a little less coherent. Like how in trance you focus on my voice, the stimuli, the images, the fantasies, the desires I lay out for you. But your other thoughts might become just a little bit less coherent, and that's okay. Because I'm going to keep supplying words, words about edging and gooning and ruining and mindless, continuous pleasure. Pleasure that exists in that special destiny space you have for denial to go in. You are here to alter, improve, and change your hypnotic sexuality and desire from orgasm-centric to incorporating denial, edging, gooning, ruining orgasms. All these things. I will steer. I will describe. And this descriptive tendency will bring you closer to a place where your over-edged cock pulses continuously but is always denied its orgasmic release. At least while you're here in these edging files. If you want to go get off with someone, I encourage it. All the edging and denial will just make it feel better when you do it for real, or when you masturbate with intent to come. You're in charge of that. All I'm going to do is lay out a perfect picture of a denied sexuality, of a held-in, pent-up, over-edged cock that gets ready to spurt at the merest notice that you're going to go into trance and edge it, and edge it 3 and 2 and 1 and pulse and 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse. Your cock pulsing. Because like I said, it's a physical process, a physiological engagement. You are doing things to your body, chemical things to your brain when you masturbate. And that's normal. It's habituative, and it reinforces the words that come with it. You contextualize, link, and condition my words about denial, edging, trance, gooning, ruining, and I'm going to explain, describe, and lay out every term as you go deeper. You take all those things, interconnect them, and build your own ever-increasing pleasure from the act of, like you are right now, edging and edging and listening and habituating and baking into your brain the idea that this denial-based sexuality is good for you, improves your hypnotic joy and pleasure in these various recordings, and that the option is always there to just come normally. The option will remain to you to just come normally in other aspects of your life or for other files. But right now, this is about edging. This is a conversation just about this. And gooning, and ruining, and deepness, and blankness, and sleep. And follow. And edge. Edge your cock till it dribbles. Drips. Gets so hard you can scarcely believe it. Hardly contain it. Finding it hard to get your hand around your growing, thick, rock-hard cock. And it's gonna get better. Because edging is systemic. Edging takes over your whole body. You're engaging in masturbation, in sex, masturbation, sexual pleasure, already induce autonomic, physiological responses. If you're edging for a long time, you're magnifying those. Sure, there's a point of diminishing returns beyond which you can get no hornier, no more aroused, no wetter, no harder, no hotter. But that point is a long way in the future, and you're capable of ascending toward it for so long that you'll forget why you even went into the edging-based denial, masturbatory haze, where you approach your orgasm with your cock hard and dripping. You approach your orgasm and then you defray from it, holding back, slacking off, letting your hands fall away, but making sure your cock doesn't get too flaccid, too soft. You want to grab it again while it's still hard. You know what edging is. That's how you arrived here, how you found this training. But I'm emphasizing that edging your cock starts a physiological, hormonal process in your brain, gets you ready for sex. And that comes with blood flow to the area. It comes with heat, palpable heat that you're going to feel in your hand if you're edging for a long time. It makes your cock sticky and lubricated. It makes your mind, likewise, slick, dripping, all lubed up. Gets you in a state where you're going to want, going to need to keep going, keep jerking. Keep stroking continuously. Doing that will, in the end, turn your mind towards sex and habituate you to edging. Edging, denial is the new normal. Edging is the new exciting foreplay. You're learning it, integrating it, actualizing it, and now your cock is hot and hard and knows what this is about, and your brain, which watches for signs of pleasure, is tracking and incorporating the edging, jerking, stroking mindlessness that you wanted. You wanted it, and that's why you came here. The fact that I'm going to add a few more lessons on how to make your edging more satisfying and emphasize in every moment of the day that your cock is available, jerkable, strokable, mind-numbingly powerful. Well, that's just a bonus on top of you wanting to be told, edge yourself for me and for you. 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse and stroke, edge yourself, rub yourself, stroke and jerk yourself until your blank, hard mind is all caught up in what's going on, is completely in the moment, is focused on your cock and how it makes you feel. The fuzzy way your brain gets when you're focused on only the shaft in your hand and the continuous jerking that'll take you to the deepest point, down as far as you can go, in your head, in your body, truly in the moment, making it easier to focus on some things and a little tougher to focus on others. Edging is just like trance, so combining the two is pretty powerful. If you're only able to focus on the physical process of jerking and edging your cock, and you're only able to focus on the mental process of learning, integrating, sexualizing, arousing yourself more when you're edging, then that's going to be a very focused, mind-numbing, powerful, potent, imposing effect on your psyche. Imposing patterns of thought which are themselves pro-edging, pro-denial, pro-getting as turned on as you can before you let yourself orgasm. Your mind and body are oriented toward continuous processes of arousal because they make you more ready for sex. Then they get your brain oriented to pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Your subconscious mind is my accomplice, assisting me in bringing you pleasure, taking you to a place of sublime, continuous, stroking, edging, jerking, one and two and three, and pulse deep within you, pulses that spread out to the tips of your toes, your fingers, your mind. Let it work and pulse in you. Let it drip over your consciousness, coating it. Every bit as slick as your hand, your fingers. Every bit as stuck to my words in this training as your hand feels stuck to your edged cock. At least until it's time to let it go for a sec. At least until it's time to give it a momentary break so that you can keep going. Your denial, your edging, it's all so that you can have a continuous process. A continuous process of arousal that rises, rises, builds, and overtakes you. A process that only brings you closer to your own sublime pleasure, only brings you closer to your own waiting desires. And when you're walking around the day thinking of how it felt to edge the last time you did it, that's really this training and your personal conditioning kicking in and bringing you back to this place and to the lessons of edging and denial that follow. You know about edging. Now the step beyond it, and this is a practice developed with hard cocks in mind, but the place beyond it is pleasurable, habit-forming, and like edging itself, takes advantage of your body's natural physical processes. It just takes longer. Edging over a prolonged period, but with a few specific rules. You edge and edge and edge, and you never come because coming would take the edge off. And you do it all while looking at porn or listening to erotic stories, ideas, proposals, files like these. So what you do is, you get in a state to edge, you make sure you have your privacy, and you just go and go staring at porn. And it's important that the porn have hard cocks, perhaps drilling into wet, dripping pussies, or just being jerked and stroked. Eventually, you might even just look at your own cock. Gooning is the term for the practice. Getting your mind into the truly disorganized state associated with prolonged edging. Because after you've done it for long enough, your brain really has trouble turning to anything else. After you've edged for long enough, your whole body's got hot with it. And that heat dwells in you, dwells in your cock. You know how your balls, your shaft, the head, it all gets dripping with pre-cum, but the heat is coming out from underneath that slick, cool surface, and you've just got it in your hand. And maybe you want to look at that glistening, shining juice dripping on your cock. Maybe you want to stare right at it. Might make you shiver and twitch. You want to jerk and edge, and gooning is when your brain gets so into the porn, watching porn, fapping your day away, stroking your day away, edging your day away, losing track of time, losing track of thought. Your thoughts every bit as slick and slippery as your lubed-up cock covered in its own juices, your mind dripping with it, drooling with it, as you jerk and stroke yourself to oblivion, laying in a safe place, observing porn. Staring as your mind melts and you jerk your cock, as you try to give it the same pleasure being visited to what you're observing. Stroking, stroking, gooning, making your head disorganized and blank, but easily focused on your length. Easily focused on the good way it feels. So good between your ears, so good in the palm of your hand. Everything feels right. This is where you belong. Gooning your mind away, disconnecting from the world and connecting with your cock, with your brain gooned up and disorganized, disoriented, maybe your mouth drooling, maybe your eyes rolled back. Just feel present and in the moment. The only goal you have is pleasure. The only command you have is to edge and edge, never coming, always edging, jerking your cock, fapping to what's in front of you, porn, or the ever-playing, ever-increasing sexualized hypnotic or fantasy recordings. Whatever you do, whatever you need to do, whatever you have to affect into the world to make this happen, you make your environment safe and comfortable, and you goon and goon and edge and blank, blank and deep, hot and dripping, your body excited to the very limits of what it can feel, of what you can think about, what you can hold in your head. You're pulsing with it, throbbing with it, dripping with it, begging yourself for more, and your hand always delivers. The porn always delivers. The cock's experiencing pleasure in porn, or the thought and fantasy of your cock being worked over in the hypnotic recording, or the fantasy outlay, the audio, the moan. You could just fill the world with background moans of pleasure, and that would be enough. Enough to get you excited, enough to get you hot and dripping, gooning your mind away and etching pleasure into your body. A cycle of pleasure which is self-perpetuating and continuous, a pleasure that creeps its way into every inch of you and remains there, a reminder, a self-reinforcing loop, feedback in your head, heat and feedback, pleasure and feedback, your body reacting with the pleasured, hormonal, libidinous, lustful system that is your masturbatory sexuality. Jerk your cock, jerk your mind. Spasming and shivering your mind into oblivion as disorganization gives way to a pleasured euphoria so hot, dripping, slick, just like your cock, hard, just like your cock, your brain's getting hard, your brain's getting hot, your brain is dripping. Slick, honeyed dripping that comes with gooning. You will learn the flavor of this experience, the way it feels when you set aside time to just look at porn, to think about your cock being pleasured. To edge it, jerk it continuously, knowing there's always more pleasure to feel. Jerk and goon and edge and fap your mind away, knowing orgasm isn't the point. The point is to get so fucked up on the pleasure from your own cock, so high on the way it feels to jerk and edge, that you get caught in a loop. A wonderful loop where losing track of time is normal, drooling all over yourself is easy, soaking your cock with pre-cum and getting your hand stuck to it, hypnotically, physically just stuck, sticky, slick, dripping, stroking, fapping, jerking your brain out. And the best part is that with that dripping, hot, hard cock in your hand between your legs, just think of the fact that even when you're walking around in the world and you're not gooning, you're still going to be aware of it. When you're handling other tasks, some part of your brain still contains the actual physical sequences being laid down now, the chemical and neurological encoding, which is the memory of at least some of these words, at least some of your edging and gooning training sticks in your mind physically, and the arousing fantasies we know turn you on, that you watch, the porn you stare at or the fantasies you lay yourself to, are literally physically part of your brain traveling in through your ears now. And your body has been changed, remodeled. You're more acutely aware of the nerve endings in your length, in your hand. More acutely aware of your own hardness in the palm of your hand. When you're horny, more aware of all the ways it can feel inside of your head. And some of that awareness, at minimum, is always physiological. Changes in how you perceive, the strengthening of previously neglected muscles at the base of your cock. They make it stronger, harder. Coming is more powerful, but edging is stronger too, because you have a craving for the pleasure at the end of it. And that's a physiological change. You're more acutely aware inside your head. You're being changed and remodeled by continuous edging, continuous play with your cock, and by gooning to porn right now. Your fantasies are physically changing you, physiologically remodeling you. Even though some remodeling and transformation through hypnosis is the province of fiction, you're experiencing the real thing, gooning yourself toward your destiny with continuous edging. And if you're sincerely engaging with these words, this training, your body's getting more horny, more lustful, more aware of its gooned-out blank-brained self, aware of itself. Regular sexual thought habituating your mind to be hornier every single day, to edge and goon every single day. More sexual and sexual satisfaction programs you pretty deeply. Learning to really appreciate a good long edging session, or grinding your cock against your hand when you do get to come. Gooning your brain out to porn. Gooning your brain out to every hot, wet thing that you can edge your way into after hours, losing track of time. Over and over till you've edged your mind too lustful to coherently think of much more than coming and stroking, debasing yourself, lightly humiliating in that mind-numbing way. You want to be soaked and slick. You want to be hard and hot. And when it's gone on long enough and your sweaty, mindless body is grunting and moaning and blanking out, and your horny-edged cock is gooned to the point of oblivion, that all concentrates and grows. The perception of your nerves, everything just gets harder to think about because it feels better as you go and go and go, hotter, heavier, hornier, your whole body reacting to the physiological and psychological elements of edging over and over in a gooned out bliss. You love it. You want to stroke it. You want to jerk it. You want to get your cock so hard that your mind has a little bit of trouble keeping up, but it just feels better and better. And you know, eventually, even though the goal isn't to come, eventually your cock's going to overwhelm you if you're doing it right. If you're edging it right, you will eventually reach the point where you are overwhelmed by your need to climax, but there's one more trick, one more surprise, one more little thing that you need to keep in mind. If you reach the point where thinking is too difficult, where coming is too attractive, where edging and gooning has reached its practical limit, and you've got all the porn and fantasy in your head that you can stand, and your cock is sticky, and you've been drooling down your chin, and your eyes are rolled back, if you reach that point in time and space, in psychology and reality, that point in what's going on, then maybe you'll need to do something else. But there's a price to pay before you do. A small thing you need to do, the third component of your edging and gooning destiny of denial. And that is to go ahead. Go ahead. You're allowed to stroke. You are permitted to stroke yourself toward orgasm right now. Go for it. I know it won't take long with all that edging. Jerk it, stroke it, bring it to where it comes. You've got to come. You need to come. You want to come. You're going to come. Come, and the moment you do, your hands fall away from your cock, coming, coming, blank, emptily coming, ruining that orgasm. Your hands untouching, not able to touch your cock, even the muscles behind it hypnotized, held in place, frozen, sleepy, and deep. The muscles at the base of your cock just giving you 1 second of orgasm, and then it's ruined. Your hands are gone away from it. It's pulsing in the open air. Is it even letting out a droplet of cum? Is it even letting out a drip? All that edging, all that gooning that could have culminated in the most wonderful porngasm, the most wonderful fantasy-based hypnotic edging escape, and you just got 1 second of it before you ruined it. Just one bare moment before you ruined your orgasm and your cock was left jumping, your hands too tranced, too deep, too frozen, too hypnotized, down by your side, slack, useless, restless. You want to come. You're humping at the air, but that, of course, does nothing. Your ass is failing to clench. Your cock muscles behind your dick are failing to go off. You're just having that one bare, ruined, beautiful moment of pleasure, pleasure, then denial. Denial. Wanting, aching, throbbing. You'd give anything to keep jerking, but your gooning is over, your edging is over, and your ruined cock is bouncing there in the open air. Bouncing just a tiny bit because it's already heading toward flaccidness, already heading out of your reach. But isn't that what you wanted? It was time to be done gooning. It was time to go do something else. I guess if you wanted to goon and edge longer, you should have done so. When you decide to go and stop, when you decide it's time to stop the pleasure, it's time to ruin your orgasm. You edge, then you goon to porn and fantasy and hypnosis and deepness. Then you edge and edge until you ruin. You go over the edge, pulsing, squirting just a tiny bit, letting go of your cock, letting it be helpless as you ruin it by removing your stimulation at the moment of orgasm, leaving it to jump out in the open, leaving your length to spasm and shiver and your mind to melt and surrender. You've edged, you've gooned, you've gone on, and you know the habits now, and they're part of you now, just like all the other physiological changes tied to your edging destiny of denial. Edging, groaning, letting it in, your head drooling, your eyes rolled back, your mind fuzzy. All these things are happening physiologically, physically, psychologically, mentally. Parts of you, parts of you that respond to edging and gooning, gooning your brain away, melting your brain away, and then you get to come, but it's for just a bare second that it feels good because you release and ruin. Edge, goon, and ruin. That's your path. Edge, goon, ruin. Gooning for long, long periods of time. Losing yourself in arousal for long, long periods of time. And it feels so good. And knowing that you have to ruin at the end of it. Maybe you'll spend longer and longer edging and gooning to porn, to your own dick, to this trance, to the ever-increasing remodeling and transformation of your body, your length, your mind.